A new mural of the Nez Perce creation story is now part of the Lewiston City Library. And WPB's Lauren Patterson has more.
It's a full room at the Lewiston City Library. People have gathered to hear the story of Coyote and Monster, how the Nez Perce people came to be.
It's a yaya tikam hanit hanisana hankat kilksana.
That's Harry Slickpoo Jr., a Nez Perce tribal member. Itziyaya means coyote in Nimiipuu, the Nez Perce language. He tells the first part of the story in Nimiipuu before telling it in English.
A long time ago, the people lived everywhere. Before there was any humans on this land, there was only the animal people.
Coyote traveled up the Columbia River and kept going upstream to Salmon River country.
Way over in Kamiai, there's this monster's head just peeking out over the valley. That's how huge that monster was.
Slickpoo tells the tale of how Coyote fought the monster and freed all the animals who had been swallowed, and how the monster's body was divvied up to create different Northwest tribes.
And where those blood drops landed, there came our huckleberries and our chokecherries and our other roots.
After the storytelling, Colleen Olive, the children's librarian, led everyone to the small alcove in the children's section where the mural wraps around a nook with books and benches.
It starts here with the title of the Heart of the Monster, and each panel tells a portion of the story.
Olive applied for a grant to create the mural after meeting artist Linda McMillan at a coffee shop across the street. McMillan worked closely with the Nez Perce tribe through the process, even examining artifacts at the Nez Perce National Historical Park Museum to incorporate the designs into the mural.
The fish trap and all the other artwork around was from weavings there.
The Heart of the Monster is a historical site in Kamiai, Idaho, on the Nez Perce Indian Reservation. The mound of earth is replicated in the mural. Nez Perce tribal member Renee Holt looks at the mural. She says the Heart of the Monster is iconic.
I think culturally it's a place of significance for us. Like, it's a culturally significant part of our homeland. It's where we come from.
Tribal member Crescentia Hills also stops by to look at the paintings.
This art, it gives you a really good visual of what the story is telling.
Kamiai librarian Norma Staff drove 2 hours to hear the story and see the new mural.
I didn't realize that it was going to be kind of almost an interactive experience with it being in an alcove and set up like a graphic novel to tell the story.
The Lewiston City Library is important because of how many people it draws in from the smaller towns in the surrounding area, says staff.
I mean, the Kamiai Library and 49 other school and public libraries all network and share books and other resources with this library, so it lifts up many other libraries.
Slickpoo says it's fitting to have the mural in the children's section because stories are a children's first form of education.
It teaches them about their places, where they come from, the animals, why things are the way they are in nature.
10-year-old Silas Garcia, McMillan's grandson, says he thinks the paintings are really good.
I think a lot of kids would like it.
I'm Lauren Patterson in Lewiston, Idaho.